is the SEO with the most tattoos? Which search marketer builds their own cars for fun? Who used to be a ballet dancer? It's time to go deep into the lives of your favorite search marketers. This is Behind the SEOs with your hosts, Yosef Silver and Morty Oberstein.
Welcome to Behind the SEOs, where we bring SEOs to life. My name is Morty Oberstein. I am your host. I am lacking our other host, Yosef Silver. He's not able to join us. I'm pretty sure his kids have eaten him alive and he's gone and devoured. Hopefully, somehow they're able to reconstitute him and bring him back for our next episode. Behind the SEOs is a monthly podcast that comes out the first Thursday of every single month. You can find us at behindtheseos.com, at behindseos on Twitter, and wherever great and where some terrible podcasts are found, because we are on Stitcher, we are on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we are everywhere that you can find podcasts. Look for us, subscribe, and we are now doing video as well. So head over to our YouTube channel and watch the actual video. Today, for your listening and or viewing pleasure, depending on how you're consuming this podcast, we have with us I don't know where you are anymore. I forgot to ask you where your new position is, because you used to be at 2 Octobers, but she's no longer at 2 Octobers. She's a technical local SEO who is famous for her Pink Floyd skis, which are not there at the moment. So I'm flubbing on two things now. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Welcome to the show, Nikki Mosier.
Thanks, Morty.
So yeah, okay, but we should probably start with the most important thing. The Pink Floyd skis are gone, but we should probably get to the where you are actually working now, because you just switched jobs.
That's true. Yes, the Pink Floyd skis are gone. We did some office rearranging, so they need to find a new home. They might show up at Morty's house. We'll see. That would be a hefty shipping bill, though.
I'll pay the bill.
All right, deal.
All right, cool.
Where I'm at, as I am now head of SEO and content at AgentSync, and we are an insurtech startup providing a solution for managing for insurance agents, carriers, et cetera, to manage licensing and compliance is the in layman's terms.
So you've done it. You've gone in-house.
I have. I made the jump. You're the first podcast interview since I made the jump.
Wow. So we can trash agencies now, huh? No.
I wouldn't go that far.
By the way, I sacrificed it. Okay, so just in case you don't know and you're living under a rock, Nikki has these awesome Pink Floyd skis, like the Dark Side of the Moon album cover, but across like four or five skis that are no longer in the camera shot. But I am noticing the Bob Dylan poster.
Yep, that's there.
I do a mean Bob Dylan impersonation.
Oh,
it's a nasally Jewish thing. Yeah, I can. Hey, how's it going? Okay, that was terrible. Okay. Can't believe I did that on air.
Good effort. Well, you have editing capability, so.
Right. We'll leave it. Okay, so there's a lot of things we can talk about your life. You do a lot of cool things. First off, you're engaged, right?
Yes, that happened in November. That seems like a long time ago.
Congrats. I spoke to you right after that happened and you didn't even tell me. So a little bit of, but that's okay. Let me wish you congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And let me bring up an interesting dynamic, because if I'm not mistaken, your partner is a Steelers fan.
She is. Yes. Die hard.
And if you cannot tell by the hat I am wearing, if you're listening to the podcast, I am wearing a Steelers hat and I am also a Steelers fan.
Although this season she dubbed the fake season. It doesn't count.
Yeah, okay. But clearly it doesn't count when you go 11-0 and then you lose, what, it was like six in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was old man Roethlisberger.
You know, they had a lot of games, though, without enough time in between games because of COVID schedules.
Yeah, we got shafted, but I don't really care. How do you lose to the Browns? But it's okay. It's okay because baseball season starts. Pitchers and catchers reported today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I'm super excited I'm a big Yankees fan. So I'm like super excited. I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. We're like this close to the season. But is it a problem with your partner? Because in 2010, the Green Bay Packers, who you are a big fan of, faced off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And unfortunately, as fate would have it, the better team lost.
It's true. So it hasn't been a problem yet because we weren't together then. So we didn't have to deal with that game. But I was a little worried for a while that we might end up in a similar situation this year because we both had pretty good seasons up until the end. But so far it's been pretty friendly.
Yeah, I kind of thought my mic keeps coming in and out of my Zoom background. I kind of thought that was going to happen also until we completely started to stink. But I'm a little bit sad for you because I really thought you were going to – you got Tom Brady. Welcome to my life.
We did. I know.
Welcome to my life. Time. You got Tom Brady. How does that feel?
It was rough, but I think I would have rather got Tom Brady then than had to lose to Mahomes. Like, that would have been rough too.
That's – okay. So, okay, we're geeking out on football. If you don't like football, yeah. Sucks for you. Also, if you're not from America, I guess it also sucks for you. But if you don't know who Tom Brady is, like I, how do you not know who Tom? He's married to a supermodel. He's super famous, kind of a creep. Wins a lot
Very
of Super Bowls.
Creep.
He is a creep
through the Super Bowl trophy.
By the way, did you see? So okay, the daughter of the person who works on the Tom Brady won the Super Bowl for the 7th time. Just to put some context on that, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls, and they are the teams who have won the most. So Tom Brady has won more than any other franchise, which is ridiculous.
Yes.
So he won the Super Bowl. He takes the trophy. They're on boats in Tampa celebrating because of Corona. And there's different players on different boats to sort of, I don't know why, like social distance.
There was no social distancing happening.
Yeah, I don't get it, but they were on boats somehow. That was better for COVID-19 than all being together. So you had like 10 players on a boat. Tom Brady's on a boat, takes this giant trophy made of pure silver and flings it 10 feet into the air over the water to another boat. Mm-hmm. I mean, luckily the guy caught it.
We hope so. He's a football player.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good throw. The good throw is a good catch, but it's kind of like jagged. Like part of that looks like it can like poke an eye out or something.
That could hurt. And if it fell in the water, like it would sink like a rock.
Can you imagine? They would be out there diving for that trophy faster than they would be looking for like a lost child.
Oh, for sure.
Which is pathetic.
Yes.
And says a lot about our society.
And Tom Brady.
And so the daughter of the person who built this trophy was like, that's, you know, hours and hours of love, care, craftsmanship went into this trophy. You flung it like it was, I don't know what. I'm looking for a good analogy. I totally lost one. But you flung it like it was a monkey throwing poo, basically. There we go. I found one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And it's really disrespectful to the trophy.
Yeah, he's something.
Now, if Aaron Rodgers did that, or Ben Roethlisberger did that, it would have been fine. But the fact that Tom Brady did that makes it wrong.
I think they'd probably get even more flack.
Well, yeah, Roethlisberger totally would because he's kind of a bigger creep than all of them put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, although...
Pretty accurate.
If I were to say that Aaron Rodgers, again, if you don't follow football, and Yosef's going to kill me because like, all we're talking about is football... is the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, their football team out of Wisconsin, their classic team, one of the, you know, the original. They won the first two Super Bowls. And their quarterback, if I were just to describe him as a spoiled, whiny brat.
I'm pretty fair.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same page.
No. You're good. You're
okay.
There.
He is like, you know, a little bit of a elitist brat, but okay.
Yeah, we'll see if he sticks around.
He's got to stick around. What are they going to do? But back to Tom Brady for a second. So I was actually rooting for Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl.
Why?
So I told this to Carolyn Lydon. Let me try to explain this. Tom Brady is now in a different conference. He used to be in the same conference as my team. Now he's in another conference. Okay, now we have this kid, Patrick Mahomes, who plays quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. They won the Super Bowl last year. This kid Mahomes is amazing. They're going to win a million Super Bowls. I can't deal with another dynasty in the AFC. I would rather Tom Brady win. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating the fairness of that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry for the people in the NFC who had to deal with Tom. Now you know what it feels like, but at least Bill Belichick lost out.
Yes. And yeah, that had to hurt.
So happy for that. And every we just lost our total audience who's not into football. This
everybody's
point.
Gone. Nobody's listening anymore.
Gone.
Done.
Because now only
Carolyn might still be listening.
Yeah. Go Falcons.
Poor thing.
What are they gonna do?
Yeah.
Oh, they're a mess. Don't tell her I said that. Although it's kind of recorded, I said that.
Yeah, she'll be the first to admit it, I think.
Okay, that's good. Well, besides football, we can talk about lots of things. So you're a Wisconsinite?
Yeah.
That's what you call it?
Pretty accurate. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been away long enough that I can't remember what we call ourselves, but that's probably about right.
And now you're a Coloradian.
Coloradan. Yeah.
Coloradan. Yep. Which is better? Like, if you had to like take one state and nuclear bomb it, which one would you nuclear bomb?
Oh, for sure, Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'd make sure we had a lot of cheese first, but then, yeah.
So, like, the headline for this podcast is going to read: Nikki Mosher says to nuclear bomb Wisconsin, save Colorado.
Let's not go that far, but if I had to choose one, like, I'd get all the cheese on my family out first, and then.
Is that really a thing? Is like the cheese really a thing?
I mean, it's pretty dang good.
But what? Okay, so like I'm from New York, so bagels are a thing. Which, by the way, it's only New York City bagels. I know people who know New York bagels, and even New Yorkers don't realize this. The bagel thing comes from the fact that the water in New York City is different, and therefore makes the bagel different.
I have no idea.
There's a real thing to this.
Hmm.
Is the milk for the cheese any different in Wisconsin than it is in, I don't know, North Dakota?
I mean, the cows probably eat slightly different greens in Wisconsin because North Dakota is a little, well, I think the climates are pretty similar, but I don't know.
But it's a thing. The cheese is really is better.
It's just good. Yeah.
How did that, it's like, it's interesting. Okay. So like favorite cheese, if I were like throw it out there.
Definitely like fresh cheese curds. Not like, I mean, deep fried cheese curds are pretty good, but like fresh, like squeaky, like super fresh cheese curds. Yeah, that's pretty legit.
So if you ever have a conversation on Twitter or maybe in real life with John Mueller about cheese, do you guys go back and forth?
I haven't. I don't know that we've discussed cheese.
I feel like that should happen. We should make that happen somehow.
Yeah.
You can talk about cheese curds. Although, like that's foreign cheese. I know if you're not from America, me saying that it's foreign, like you are foreign. I'm totally botching this.
Foreign cheese.
Like, you know, I don't know, things like, you know, Gouda. Like, I don't, that's not,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's not, no, Wisconsin's more like definitely like cheddar and
right.
Very generic cheese.
But like there's more, like I have a lot of friends from Seattle and they're like big into cheddar cheese also. I forgot what they called the particular brand that they liked.
I wonder what it would be. It might be, I know Tillamook is like a creamery that's very Pacific Northwest.
Maybe. And I know that there's also like Northeast cheese. Like I used to go to Vermont and they have Cabot.
Yep.
And
my old boss's partner works for Cabot.
Oh, really?
And they have good cheese. Yep.
We used to go there every year. We used to go to the cheese factory.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really. All you kind of see is the giant like vat. With like cheese, like, all right, look at this giant vat through a glass window. You want to go at our gift shop?
Here's some samples. I mean, then you have Ireland, which is also known. Like when I went to Ireland, we toured the Kerrygold like factory, and they're known for butter and cheese. And they have, I mean, I still buy their cheese. Like if I see cheese in the store, it's like there's Wisconsin cheese. Oh, there's Kerrygold. Like they're not Wisconsin cheese, but like it's really good cheese too.
So what? Okay, so is it really a thing? Like, I'm not a cheese person. Like, I do like cheese. I'm not. Don't get me wrong. Like, who doesn't like cheese? But is there a particular, like, do you eat it with a certain kind of, like, is it like a snobbish kind of thing in Wisconsin? Like, you eat it with a certain cracker, or there's a certain wine that goes with the cheddar? Or you guys are cool? Like, it's not like that.
I think it probably depends on the person and the situation, but I mean, cheese is definitely in everything. Like you have brats or sausages stuffed with cheese. You have cheese on top of most casseroles or hot dishes, depending on which word you use. Like cheese is definitely a common ingredient in most foods.
So it's really cheesy over there. Get it?
Yep. Super cheesy.
Yep. So that's why. So, okay. So, but now why the, so just take a step back, slow down, Morty. Brain's going way faster than the mouth.
Cheesing it.
Nicely done. Nicely played. So then why nuke Wisconsin?
I feel like there's more to do in Colorado. Colorado, Wisconsin's pretty, but mostly in the fall when the leaves turn colors. But Colorado, I mean, we have the mountains and there's just no comparison.
I've always wanted to go to Colorado, like the Rockies. I've always like somehow like skipped the middle of the country. The typical New Yorker thing to do. But
We've got an Airbnb whenever you make it out here.
All right. And marijuana is legal. Not that I smoke marijuana, but just the idea of it being legal.
A selling point. It's a fun. I mean, we have people that come to visit that don't smoke and like we'll show them a dispensary just for fun because they're like, oh my gosh, I can go in and see all of the jars and it's legal. And
yeah, my aunt, when I visited Seattle, must have been a while ago already. She's like, yeah, hey, they legalized marijuana here. You want to go to a pot store? I'm like, Aunt Shirley? She's like, yeah, it's just cool to go to a pot store.
That's amazing.
Yep, it's pretty amazing. So what is life like in Colorado? Explain it to me because I have never been there. I've always wanted to go there. What is the Coloradian life?
Everybody has a dog, if not one, two. That's definitely a thing. Like people say everybody has two dogs. Breweries are a thing. I mean, I think they've definitely exploded in most parts of the country, but I feel like we have an abundance of breweries here.
Amazing.
And just outdoor stuff. Like everybody's always outside. Our weather is, I definitely like the weather more than Wisconsin. Like we don't have humidity. Mosquitoes are not as much of a thing because of lack of humidity, but
awesome.
We also have sun most of the year. Like it's super cloudy and cold today. And by later this week, early next week, it'll be probably 60 degrees and sunny again for a few days. So
nice.
Even in the middle of February, we get t-shirt
that
weather.
That is so atypical to what I think of Colorado in the winter is like freezing, the frozen tundra of Colorado,
which it is in the mountains. Once you get up past like 8,000 feet, you have snow and cold all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like in my mind, Colorado is Dumb and Dumber when they go to, right?
Yes. Stanley, yes,
they go to Aspen and it's freezing. Had two pairs of gloves this whole time.
Yep.
Exactly. So
you can tour that hotel. So the Stanley where they filmed some of Dumb and Dumber.
Is it called the Dumb and Dumber Hotel?
No, it's called the Stanley. And it's also where Stephen King wrote The Shining.
That's an amazing little coincidence.
And you can go on like haunted ghost tours of the hotel.
And then like sit in the same bar as Dumb and Dumber. That's a very wide range of like movies being made at a hotel.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place.
That's amazing. So are you outdoorsy?
Yeah, we camp and I've been trying to learn how to fly fish, which is quite the challenge.
I love fishing. I used to go fishing a lot as a kid, but I've never done fly fishing.
I grew up like regular casting, but I was like,
catching,
I'm in Colorado
in
and people fly fish here and there's really good fly fishing.
It seems
water,
like, how do you catch a fish like that though? Cause you're constantly throwing it in and like pulling it out. Like
you have to like pull the line in and like get it in the net. And I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet.
Is that when you're like a full Colorado, whatever. Right. When you fly fish, is that like the official barometer?
I think it's part of it. I think you can choose which box you want to check, whether it's hiking a 14er or fly fishing or hurling yourself down a mountain.
All right, but do you have to drink Coors?
No, you definitely don't have to drink Coors. It's not my favorite.
I mean, look, it's better than, to be honest, another advantage, better than Milwaukee and Anheuser-Busch. Not that Coors is good. Please don't misinterpret what I'm saying.
You can tour the Coors factory out here. It's just down the road.
Can you see it? Like, so I find with all these factory tours, like you go, like Ben & Jerry's, another great one, and they show you the lid being put on the ice cream. Do they actually show you anything at the course?
I don't know. I haven't done the tour. We were actually going to think about doing it with some friends I came to visit, but they haven't been doing tours because of COVID.
Oh, right. It's COVID.
No,
I almost forgot for a second.
I know. It's like you forget and then you remember, and it's like crushing.
As we sit here in awkward silence of dealing with something on COVID, I just don't want to. I'm like debating in my head, like, do I want to go down that wormhole? And right. I'm going to say, no, I don't want to. I'm going to skip it. Okay. We all know it sucks. All right, everyone gets it.
Yep. Everybody knows we're in the same boat.
With that, though, I have this little thing that we do. I do now that Yosef totally ditched me last second because the kids ate them, called rapid fire questions. Usually Yosef's here to sort of temper my insanity because I kind of go off the deep end with these things, but now he's not here. I get to ask whatever I want.
All right, I've done enough of these with you. I'm prepared.
Okay, great. I know. It's like so basically the way it works for you listening at home, watching at home is I'm gonna ask about 10 or 12 kind of just random kind of questions. You can try to answer as fast as you can. You can explain your answer. You can take it as whatever direction you want to go in. They're just kind of like random, funny, offbeat questions that I ask and the guest tries to answer without trying to strangle me, which is good. We're doing over Zoom. Fair. Yep. Totally fair. All right, here we go. Ready? Rapid fire question number one. Rodgers or Favre?
Oh, I'm going to go Rodgers because Favre was a traitor.
Whoa. He wasn't a traitor. He was like 50 years old.
He went to the Vikings, though. Yeah,
that's true. He did go to the Vikings. I'm thinking like my immediate association from New York is he went to the Jets. Right. He also went to the Vikings.
Yeah.
That's true. He was good with the Vikings that one year.
The fact that he went to the Vikings, like, no, lost a lot of cred there.
Okay. Fine. Although his guy's arm is a cannon. Okay. Cheese heads or cheese whiz?
Ooh, cheese heads.
Does anyone eat cheese whiz? It seems like this. Disgusting.
No,
it's like whipped cream for cheese. Okay. Fight fire with fire or fight fire with water?
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what was going through my mind when I wrote that question.
I'm gonna go fight fire with fire just because I've been playing a crap ton of Zelda lately, and there's a lot of fighting fire with fire.
Zelda, really?
Mm-hmm.
So ironically, I used to love Nintendo. Like my video game career started with Nintendo and it ended with Nintendo.
Yep.
But Zelda was never one of the games I got into.
No, I didn't play it growing up. I was pretty much Mario games. And then we finally got a Nintendo Switch for Christmas, and my partner got Zelda Breath of the Wild, which selfishly because she wanted to play it. But it was in my Christmas stocking. And it's so good. Like I don't even know how much time I've spent playing. It's embarrassing, but
really?
It's
good. I never,
okay. I feel like I barely, it's a deep, like there's so like you could spend hours and hours and hours. Like there's like the map is huge. It's crazy.
I'm going to check this out. Cause you can go online and play just in case people don't know. You can go online and play the old Nintendo games on these like random websites. I got to check out that one. Every once in a while, I get the nostalgic bug of like Tecmo Ball and Double Dribble.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. What do we got? Oh, okay. This is a good one. Oh, I thought Yosef would be here. He's really into this. Clubhouse or clubbing?
Ooh, neither. I mean,
Thank you.
I've popped into a few clubhouse rooms and I don't know. I don't think it's my thing. But, and yeah, definitely pre-COVID was not a clubber. So
that was totally my answer. I don't like clubbing. Even when I was like young and wild, now I'm old and lame. I never liked clubbing. I always like drinking. Don't get me wrong, but I never liked clubbing. Okay. Bears win the Super Bowl or another 5 years of COVID?
Oh, Bears win the Super Bowl.
Wow, you really took one for the team there.
I know. I mean,
thank you. Society
nobody wants. You. Nobody wants 5 more years of COVID.
Well, okay, let's rephrase that. 5 more years of COVID or